Good morning, family first. Please hold. Good morning, family first. Nina speaking.
Good morning, Ms. Nina. This Kyle, I want to know, can you help me set everything up?
Okay. I just hit forgot password. I need you to screenshot that email that HHA sent you and send it to me as a text message.
Okay. I'll do that right now. All right, so now is that
HHA.
Is that the PJV? Is that that one? The eight? No, that's not it.
I have no clue. HHA sent you an email just now.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
No, I need the one I just did now.
Okay, got
I
you.
I just sent you one at 9:14.
Yeah, I got you. I got that one. That's the OIU.
Nope, I want the whole email. Screenshot it with the password and send it to me.
I got you. Got you. And you want me to send you a password? That, I mean, the one that says enter the temporary password, send that to you?
That's the one I want you to not manually type it in. I want you to send me the actual message.
Okay, so screenshot it. I'm a little old school with this stuff. You know, just my
That's
fault.
Okay. Take your time. No worries.
All right, screenshot it. All right, send it back to you, right? Yeah, so I just did it. Did I do it right?
Okay, let me just go to my text messages.
Yeah, that's my fault. I'm a little outdated with this. I ain't got Instagram, Facebook. I don't even do this online stuff. Yeah, so just bear with me. I'm sorry.
What I needed. Yep.
Okay, I appreciate you. Yeah.
No
problem. I'm a little slow at this morning.
That's all right.
But thanks for helping me. Y'all thanks for taking the time with me. You know what I mean?
You're welcome. Okay, so we got.
You going out later for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I actually got to work. I take care of a person too when I leave here from the office.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Got to do that
stuff. Yeah.
Got to take care of it. That's when you got miles to feed and bills to pay. You know that.
There you go. And this is the correct password. You want the Shaw, the one you sent me? Shaw 3503 as
yes.
Your new password?
Yes.
Okay, Shaw 3503. Okay, do me a favor, log into your app, because you're now connected.
So I emailed to just put the password in there, right? There we go. Oh, you're such a dial, young lady. There you go. Now it's saying connected to the internet, but it's showing me today's schedule, unscheduled
right.
Visit.
Do you know how to use the app?
No, they. I mean, I'm a mess with it. They never told me how to do it, but I can. I'm a mess around with it.
Let's real quick go over some things.
Okay.
All right. Today's schedule is where you need to clock in and out on each of your shifts. Okay.
Okay.
When you go to click today's schedule, it's going to come up with your client's information, the address, your schedule, the date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason you don't see a schedule on today's schedule, then you can actually create a schedule on unscheduled visits, and we can connect it when you clock in and out on that as well. Okay.
So when today's schedule, I don't see the schedule. I can go to it because I see the one that say
go ahead and click on it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Click on
today's.
Yep. Click on your client information.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
And clock in is there. Clock out, when you go to clock in, you have to select GPS. If you do not select GPS, it is not going to register no clock in or out. Okay?
Okay, so you got to select GPS. Select GPS.
Clock in.
I don't see no.
Nope. Hit clock in.
Oh, clock in for, okay.
Yep. Hit clock in, and then
select the GPS.
Go ahead and click
it. Mm-hmm. Allow user.
While only using the app, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Hit that.
And hit clock in, and then.
It went right back to the clock in and out part.
So just hit clock in.
Clock in. Hit GPS now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it ain't even asking me that question. I got you now, yeah. And then I was showing them the location, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Now, do me a favor now. Click clock out. When you go to clock out, there's going to be a bunch of duties because HHA is a non-skill and a skill application. So some of these things may not pertain to your client, but you need to check off the ones that you perform for him, you know, per day. And the ones you don't, just hit an X, okay, and just make sure you hit GPS, okay? Now, if you go back, all the way back to where it has today's schedule, unscheduled visits, the third option, which is visits, this is where you would go for your confirmation of all your clock ins and out is registering successfully. Okay? So anything you do not see a check mark is where no clock in or out registered.
Okay. Yes.
The next thing is, if your shift starts at 9 and your client has an appointment at 9 and you're not going to be at the house at 9, please go there around 8:30 and clock in, okay?
Got you.
If you guys are not there at 3 o'clock when your shift ends, please refrain from clocking out until you get back to the house.
Got you.
Okay? You don't have to rush back to the house to clock out. Just whenever you're finished doing what you're doing, then just make sure you clock out at the house, okay?
Gotcha. Appreciate that.
Now, no problem. Now, we will need a timesheet, which I see you did submit one for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did put one.
Okay.
I put one in yesterday too. I did one because Valerie told me to keep. I know you told me
until this was resolved. Yeah.
But
so
Valerie kept telling
me
just to.
I see it for the 15th. I see for.
The only one I think I didn't do it was Saturday, because when I talked to you that Friday, I remember you was like, we gonna resolve it. That Monday or something, you was like, just don't even worry about clocking in because it ain't going to go through anyway. So I didn't clock out.
Right.
I didn't do it Saturday, but I did do it Sunday or Monday,
I see last week. I don't see one for Monday, yesterday. Did you do one for the 16th? This one you just submitted.
Yeah,
this
I did do one.
It's for today. This one
okay,
says
I did
17.
Do one yesterday, though.
Let me see, because let me just refresh this to see if I see one from yesterday.
Yeah, I did do one yesterday. I think I got the touch on for that one. I did do it yesterday. I might have did it. Yeah, I did do it yesterday, I think.
I see it. That's it. So we're caught up from yesterday, and we're caught up for today. So that means tomorrow we need to get some clock ins and out from you.
Okay.
So
if tomorrow I can come right?
Yep, tomorrow you can go clock right in.
In the app, okay.
Yep, in the app, okay. If you run into any problems with the application, please call us. You have to notify us, because if this go unanswered or this go continue the way it was, this can interrupt your client services, and
exactly.
We have to report it to the insurance.
Exactly. So just make sure every day is clock in and clock out. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. And then make sure whatever time you clock in, if you are late clocking in, you need to clock out late to match the difference. Don't short yourself.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
You have up until 11:59 to clock out. If you clock out after midnight, it's not going to register on the same day because it's considered the next day.
Okay. Now, my today's schedule got like a 1 or an I on the right side in the app. That means I just signed up. That's what that means? Or is it a new message?
No, that's probably a message. That's probably a message that you missed the clock in this morning.
Okay.
So just,
clocked in another way.
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
Just disregard that, okay? Anytime when you go on visits to make sure that your clock ins and out is registering successfully, you may from time to time see the time in red. The only way it can be in red and it don't connect is GPS is out of range, or you clocked in or out way past the schedule. We have to go in and adjust it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No. You're such a help. I appreciate it. Now I'm not aggravated now. Now everything is cool. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your cooperation in returning my call.
Okay. Appreciate you, Nina. Thanks a lot.
No problem. You're welcome. You take care.
Sure.
Bye-bye.